It's an awesome show.
It is highly entertaining show.
And they're coming out with another show called
We're Flex. Back!
I know you missed us.
Oh, we were on?
No, we weren't.
Yeah.
Oh.
We were talking about Storage Wars and how important that is. Right?
But we're back!
But they have Flip now. Where they buy a shitty house.
I don't give a shit. Anyway, soccer happened.
Yeah. What's in that? The past month?
Soccer happened the last 16 days we last got together.
Sorry, world. I didn't mean it. I choose to blame Rob.
Done. Moving on.
I keep my Mondays open.
Your fault. Moving on. So, in the worst news ever,
I'm
ever. I'm gonna funnel everything I want in this apartment.
Whoa, I'm in this apartment.
Anything I want. All the things. In the worst news ever, Frankie Hadick has left us in the sporting world. He's no longer.
You want, you can fondle my light in the bathtub.
I don't care because Frankie's no longer playing soccer and nothing else matters ever again.
Anybody want to cuddle tonight? I can't be alone.
I want to cuddle tonight.
I haven't been the same since. I haven't slept, and sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night softly crying.
Am I the only rational person who's going to make it through this?
rational person or just awful waste of space?
What? He was a great player. He'd do some two-footed tackles that were awesome.
If there's a button here, I'm slapping him in the face.
What?
Carry on.
I said it's great that he does the two-footed tackles and stuff. He had a great MLS career, but...
You were warned! You were... Face slaps! It's the worst thing ever. It's the end of all things.
I'm surprised that
this is worse than the end of Lost.
2012, motherfuckers. It's the end of days.
Maybe this is what the Mayans meant.
Of course!
This is worse than the apocalypse. I'd rather be dead
there
right now.
There will be a player called Frankie Hadick.
No. A man legend. Not a player. A man legend.
Metaphorically speaking, Frankie Hadick's retirement is the giant scorpion that comes and eats the earth in the Mayan legend. Oh, how did I not see it before?
If you had
There's no cruise ship in this
You have two case. Choices. One, being eaten alive by an ant scorpion, or B, Frankie Hadick retires.
I'd take the scorpion.
I'll take the scorpion. 12 times out of 9.
I'm not answering that.
And why? Because you're the worst person ever.
I guess.
Yes.
Can't believe I associate myself with you.
Oh my god. So awful. This evil asshole.
Okay, so...
Hey, if it makes you happy, he's going to be happy because he's going to be surfing all day.
Yeah, Frankie Hadick...
Rolling up doobies in California.
Nobody said he does that.
Allegedly.
It's implied. Look at his long hair and his...
Hey, fuck you.
...passion for surfing.
Fuck you.
Yeah, because we got
a... No, they hair. Have to be joined.
Hey, fuck you.
Unless you surf.
Hey
in Wisconsin.
Hey. Fuck you.
Hey!
Alright, so what's
after
next?
15... Fuck you. Me murdering you, that's what's next. After a 15-year career, Frankie has finally called it quits to join the Columbus front office as a quote-unquote brand ambassador, which, let's be honest, means party captain. He's gonna fucking drink...
Party captain? He's gonna arrange the, like, boat cruises.
Reasons...
Like in The Office, when they go into the boat out in the, what was it, a lake?
The booze cruise.
Reasons why for the 9/11 Metro driving to Columbus, Ohio.
It's just a party with
Frankie. It's a party with Frankie Hadick. Oh,
what if Frankie sat with AO?
The first game.
Oh, he will.
The first game after he retired and took over, they had dollar hot dogs and dollar beers.
And Frankie was there eating 10
And Frankie
years.
Was a sloppy mess, apparently.
Yes, so much yes.
Frankie could afford it on his MLS salary.
I was offered a ticket to that game. But I had to work, and I cried the entire night.
So is Frankie making more money now that he retired?
No.
No way. Okay. No way. Brand ambassador?
How low
as thing is that?
Yeah, so 200...
That might be like 60 grand.
262 appearances for his career, 13 goals, 85 caps, like 6 or 7 U.S. goals.
And an equalizer against El Salvador.
Yeah, 7 goals, scored twice against Mexico. 2 qualifying goals, including the greatest moment of my professional
including
sporting
pushing Josie
career.
Out of the way and scoring.
And saying, hey, forward, I'm a defender. I'm
teenager, get the hell out of my way.
Get off my lawn.
If you think
Sean.
About it, that's kind of a metaphor for how the career of Josie Altidore has gone thus far.
old white men push him out of the way.
Get out of the way. You're not going.
Well,
to
that's more of an Agudelo thing. Old white men push him out of the side.
And by that we mean
fuck you, Hans Bakke.
Yeah,
Hans Bakke.
Hans Kaka.
So there that is.
Like a dick because he's a cock.
We can't.
I thought you meant Kaka, like poop.
No, Kaka's the fucking man.
Yeah. Poop. And do you know how he got that name?
Poop.
Because his little brother is mentally handicapped and he can only say Kaka instead of Ricardo. So then he changed his name to Kaka. He's a great man. Once again, I will say it. Fuck you.
Is Kaka the second best person to ever play soccer behind Frankie Hadick?
I don't know. There have been some really good men to play soccer.
Kaka is not.
Watch your words. Watch your words or you will lose your tongue.
I'm not arguing Frankie Hadick. I'm arguing Kaka.
Watch your words or you will lose your tongue.
In which case you will no longer be of use to this podcast.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
So things will just keep going.
Anyway.
Better than Kaka.
That's fucking okay, it. That's the end of your days. This is it. Go to sleep. 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 It's okay. Don't take very long.
This podcast sucks.
It's okay. Go to sleep.
Guys, we're on air.
It's okay. We'll be over soon. It's okay. We'll be over soon. All right, so back to our regular two-man podcast.
Oh, yep. Back to the average.
Now that I've murdered...
I'm Jesus, but instead of 3 days, I come back in 3 minutes, 3 seconds.
So you're more efficient.
Yes.
All right, so Frankie Hadick, three-time Gold Cup champion, one-time MLS Cup champion, three Supporters Shields.
All-time legend.
Two MLS Cups and four Supporters Shields. I forgot to count.
Mm-hmm.
Was named the best American player at the 98 World Cup, which basically means he didn't play like a pile of my dick.
Like a Jay Heaps my butthole.
Like a Jay Heaps poor man's my butthole. Yes.
That's hilarious.
So Frankie Hadick, my favorite player of all time. And
I hear Jay Heaps is actually listening to it.
Jay, I'm sorry, but you are just fucking terrible at the international level. You're a great, great MLS professional and have been an okay coach, but you're fucking terrible in the U.S. kit. Anyway, so.
But he wouldn't be as terrible if he had this.
That's true. Final thoughts on Frankie.
I refuse to have final thoughts on him until I'm dead.
That's carrying on. That works for me. U.S. Women's Olympic draw. They drew France, Colombia, and North Korea.
Is that good?
We're playing the North Koreans in something?
Is that a tough group?
North Korea's a top 10 team.
I didn't realize that they were allowed
France
to
is pretty good,
sports.
Right? France is pretty good, right?
France is not very good.
No. I thought we played in like a big tournament a few months ago in France.
We beat them pretty comfortably.
Yeah, it was a pretty easy win.
And I believe we beat Colombia in the World Cup.
I think so.
Well, the final thoughts, I think, are, okay, there might be some good teams, but I'm sure we're better than those.
And the North Koreans are really our competition in this group?
I think we are not the favorites for the Olympics.
Yeah.
For our group?
No, the competition.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean, we lost to
Japan
again. So
Japan and maybe Germany.
No,
whatever, we'll
no
get
big
it.
Scandinavian women are a threat this time around?
Sweden's always a threat. Brazil hasn't gotten together since the World Cup.
Wow.
So, well, except for the game they played against us. They don't train unless they're playing tournaments. They don't get together at all.
And they're still really good.
And that's why they'll never win anything, because they never play together.
Yeah, true.
So we're playing France in the opener at Hampton Park, 3 days later against Colombia at Hampton Park, and then head to Old Trafford to play North Korea.
Cool.
And then if you move on, we're playing at Wembley, so...
Old Wembley.
So the women are going to be playing at Wembley?
Maybe. If we make it out of the group.
Most probably, yes.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Too bad the men sucked it up.
Would Wembley really be that full?
It's an Olympic game, yeah.
Okay.
They sold out every game in China.
Really?
I believe so.
Dang. Good for them. All right. What's up next?
That happened. Yank news.
Who'd the men draw for the Olympics?
God.
Oh, wait.
You had to ask.
I'm going to go cry and shove my head in the toilet.
Yeah. I'll join you when you're done. A couple long-term extensions. Timmy Chandler signed a two-year deal with Nuremberg, keeping the year 2015.
I'm okay with that.
Cool with that. As long as they don't dick him around anymore. Works for me. Also, Andrew Wooten signed his first pro contract, 3-year potential slot.
I think I'm okay with that.
I'm very okay with that. He'll be in the second Bundesliga, but he seems to be working into the rotation and starting again.
Yeah, seriously. They wouldn't sign him if they didn't have plans for him. Mm-hmm. Or hopes at least.
We'll be hearing about them later from myself.
Mm-hmm. And some less than great news, Cody Cropper, when he returns, maybe will not have a team. Lose by Ipswich.
Like a week after he made the bench for the first team.
Yeah, and he just came back from his injury. He was slated to be their number one because their current number one is going to leave at the end of the season. And now he's unemployed. So
he'll find a squad. If anything, he'd be the kind of guy I could see making the MLS switch. Being a backup somewhere.
Hasn't worked so well for most guys coming back, but it's possible, I guess.
For McMath.
Or do you think he'd go find himself another championship team?
He was never abroad.
It's true.
What? Or do you think he would go find himself a championship team?
I think he'll stay over in England.
I think he'll try and start somewhere.
Isn't he, like, from the English area? I think he has roots in England anyway.
Yeah, he is. He's a dual citizen.
Isn't his dad, like, from England?
Yeah. And he was all proud of being English and stuff, and we never thought he was going to play for us ever.
Yeah.
Well, there's some big clubs coming up to the championship maybe jump on to.
Oh, yeah. I guess you
Sheffield's.
Assuming his knee.
MK Dons, I think.
Assuming his knee stays okay, he'll have a decent future. But for now, it's up in the air. Some goals to mention. We're cutting off a whole shit ton because there were none over the weekend, but there were a bunch previously. Joe has scored again for the fifth time in the last four matches, his 15th of the season. Beasley is scoring again for Puebla. I think that's his third in six games.
Something like that.
William Biev scores for Dusseldorf's reserve, so good for him. Mentioned Wooten making his first professional start, also his first professional goal. That's still a tap in, but a goal's a goal.
And he was also involved in the build-up for the first one pretty well.
And Clint Dempsey got an assist against Wigan and helped create the own goal that helped set up Fulham's first win ever at Anfield. So, good week for Dempsey. Any other goals?
He had a real chance that he'd screwed up, though.
He had one-on-one, and he opened his hips and just went for the far post. I mean, I was expecting him to cut back, but maybe he thought he'd expect the cutback and went far.
I'm surprised he didn't just, like, run over Pepe Reina and then just kick it in.
It was Donnie.
Either way. Just because he's so much awesomer.
True and grammatically correct. Also, Bedoya scored today for his first Rangers goal.
Yes, he did, even though I questioned whether or not he actually scored.
That's fair.
I questioned it because I was looking on the stats thing on ESPN. It said they won 5-0 and only showed four of the goals, none of which were his. Said that he scored. So I questioned whether he actually did score.
I saw the goal, and it was basically a long ball that he latched onto in the box with a couple of defenders who both slid. And then, without him rearing back and trying to go and kick it, the ball just shot. So I'm guessing that there's a decent chance that it might be an own goal.
So for Rangers this summer, do you think Bedoya's the only one with a chance to stay?
That's clearly his goal, if you ask me.
Okay. I just didn't see it. It wasn't very clear to my untrained eye.
I think Bocanegra's going to leave.
He'll leave.
Mo seems guaranteed to leave, especially if they need money.
I think Mo's going to go to France.
So, yeah, finally. Do you think Bedoya's going to be the only one who stays then?
Well, he better
I
be
mean, if enough people
kind of
leave,
time.
It sounds like he might be into a lot of playing time next year.
But I don't want a player of his skill to be stuck in the swamps of fucking Scotland, because it's fucking just bad.
It's bad now.
He can go see the Loch Ness Monster, though.
That's it.
You're more likely to see Nessie here than Warren Scott.
Probably.
Legend would disagree with you.
That's okay. So, yeah, Ali scored. Good for him. Any other goals or assists or things I should mention?
No, I think so. I think you got it.
Injury news. Connor Casey returned to the pitch after a long rehab from Achilles and hernia problems. Gooch back to the field and Parkhurst returning. So,
good news.
All right.
Mikael.
Also, Chuck Deasy and Josh Gett back on the bench for their respective clubs, so that's good news. Some bad news, Robbie Rogers has confirmed out for the season after his ankle surgery. Danny Williams is out for about a month or so with
Leeds
a torn shoulder.
Devastated to miss a player with such class,
yeah,
as
such,
Robbie Rogers.
Such wide skill abilities.
So, just very diverse, well coached.
So technical genius.
I don't know what they're going to do.
He does give him something that a lot of teams in the championship don't have, which is speed.
Just that little technique thing.
Yeah.
It'll be completely screwed.
Oh, wait. They go away to the championship. Premier League. That's
right. But yeah, Danny Williams out for a month or so with a torn shoulder from lifting weights. And some concern for Josie's health. I didn't see the incident, but apparently he left early on with a head injury.
Which, when you hear that, you got to figure a concussion.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Yeah, it said knocked unconscious.
Oh.
Which typically means you got a massive concussion.
Those are not fun to recover from, mostly because they involve you literally doing nothing.
Yeah, you have, your brain is broken. So
bleeding, literally.
Yes.
Just give it some new batteries.
I don't know how the brain works, but what I know, I'm not a doctor. But
you did
say
Holiday Inn Express last night. Good Lord.
Good Lord. Any other injury notes I should mention?
I don't want to hear any more injury notes.
Frankie Simic didn't do anything?
Yeah, Whitbread's still injured. But
yeah, I was just going to say that.
Frankie's still healthy.
What the hell?
Quick injury rundown for MLS. Did I miss anybody here? Wallace and Maestro still injured. Wynn's questionable to hamstring strain.
Bartle?
Yeah, that guy.
Your boy.
That guy.
Hey, he putting it on a shift in Costa Rica.
Yeah, that guy.
Don't even mention that. Too soon.
Alan Gordon, Salinas still injured. Tim Ward has a non-specific injury still. He's out. I think it's a vaginal sprain. who else?
Well, isn't that what Vaginex is for?
I don't know. What?
Isn't that what Vaginex is for?
That kind of thing. So I know.
Moving on.
Oh, Chris Rolfe sprained ankle.
Already?
In first training session, sprained his ankle.
Oh, that's awful.
Let's see. Who else? Billy Duca still struggling from that hamstring strain. Ethan White out, I think, for the season, possibly for DC.
Bad news all around.
Yeah, lots of injuries. Justin Mapp has a hamstring strain. Lee Wynn has some calf problems. Agudelo still injured. I'm not even looking at you.
it's proof that Vaginex is free.
Gabe Farfan.
Furthermore,
doubtful.
You put Vaginex 2.
And I believe that's all we got.
Oh, that's it?
That's all we got.
Wow.
African Americans. That's all I got for injuries. Boss, Doyle, I think Gomez, Gonzo. Is Hamid back?
I think so, but he's not playing.
Yeah, because Willis is taking over that spot for now.
And Hamid. Just been, and Johnson have both been shit since the Olympic failure.
Johnson gave up that goal against Seattle, but that's not his fault at all. The win was brutal.
So is Sean Johnson mentally irreparable?
Irreparable?
Sure. I'm going to say no, but there's a good chance he'll have a long struggle.
Well, I mean, he did blow it.
Spectre and Brett also injured still. Let's see. Anything else injury-wise I should mention?
Please no.
Okay. General news. Clint Dempsey was snubbed from the team of the year. Which
How?
Is behind Scott Parker, who has 0 goals or assists this season, as far as I know.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you there.
Yeah,
by that,
Scott,
I mean whoever made the
assists.
Team, not you.
Yeah, I think he has 0.
Good player, but...
Well, Parker's central mid.
But no goals. And no assists.
He's done, gotten
for
goals
those
and
scoring,
assists this year.
For those
I
of you scoring at home...
I mean, I'm not saying that he should have been in there over Dempsey. I'm just saying I'm sure he didn't have 0 goals.
For those of you scoring at home, if that's true, there isn't even a percentage for how many more goals and assists Deuce has than Scott Parker.
Isn't it just infinity?
Higher.
Percentage, though. It's higher than infinite.
Think about
higher than
that.
Infinite.
And that's impossible.
It literally breaks math. Parker's on Spurs this year, right?
Yeah.
You would break your Microsoft Office if you type that into a...
Yeah.
Rob, you disagree with me one more time, and I will cut your body in half with the edge of a coin.
So on CSI Miami. Not the original.
Miami.
Scott Parker, 0 goals, 1 assist.
Oh, so there is a percentage for assists.
Oh, baby.
He has more red cards than goals.
Well, that's fun.
In fact, the only red card from his first player this year. Scott Parker. Anyway, so, yeah.
I'm sure you could find a few guys, though, who got snubbed on that team, it sounds like.
But no one more than Dempsey. He finished fourth in the Player of the Year voting and couldn't make the Team of the Year. Fucking awful.
Yeah.
Two Yanks making the leap. Danny Potts might not be eligible. So...
Yeah, I mean, it seemed kind of distant anyway.
Yeah, that'd be unfortunate, but we'll live. Ryan Mayer having a good start for New York so far this season. I was very critical of their goalkeeping. In fact, I said he'd be the worst player of the season. Playing very well so far, and got a call from the Irish under-21s. He said yes, but Hans Bacca said no. His reasoning, quote, "It's stupid," unquote. His reason for not letting a player go play for his country is because he thinks it's stupid. No, Hans Bacca, your face is stupid, and fuck you.
No, Hans Bacca, he just thinks that Agudelo would be better served sitting on the bench.
Is this just some training camp, or is this Europe?
European qualification. It was for the under-21 qualification, and he said it's stupid.
Are there any other goalkeepers available for the Red Bulls?
It's during a break. They're not playing games. They have the week off. Hans There's Bacca. Literally no reason.
Erroneous.
Look it up. Look it up. They have 0 games that week. They're not playing. His actual reason is because, quote, "it's stupid," is the only reason he gave. Is because it's stupid. Ben signaling for something.
I need power for my laptop.
Ben needs power for the laptop.
I've got the power.
Good.
Thank you, Rob.
So yeah, fuck you, Hans Bacca. You're dumb as fuck.
Nothing's new. Although I feel like Mira's now got a new best friend in the squad, which is Juan Agudelo.
Yeah.
And they can bond hard over the stupidity of Hans Bacca.
Yeah.
So can Marquez for not even being able to believe he's still there.
Are you suggesting
that? Is that a sentence you just tried to make?
Juan Agudelo associate himself with the excrement that is known as Rafa Marquez?
Well, I'm saying Rafa Marquez can be in disbelief that Hans Bacca is still letting him come to...
I'd rather eat the head of a live bat than say positive things about Rafa Marquez.
This wouldn't be a positive thing.
At all.
No, it would just be a further negative thing of Hans Bacca.
Anyway.
I don't know what's happened, that's okay. Speaking of Mexico, the Mexican Premier clubs have broken away from the Mexican Federation and are forming their own league.
What? Is that true?
They voted to break away from Premier League style or Premiership style league, and
so now it's just those teams that are there now.
And I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Will they have to release players for national team stuff?
I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Maybe they'll be funded by the drug lords.
That's probably going to happen.
That's probably going to happen.
I don't know much.
Furthermore,
but I know it's probably going
to
happen.
Furthermore, if Mexican clubs never had to release their players, that would be hysterical because we would just shit on them forever.
Just a big bag of cocaine to the new president of Mexico.
What are your thoughts
on
that?
They put a face on it. Draw eyes on the Sharpie bag.
I like that. U.S. soccer. Coming back to the U.S., the U.S. spring camp is expected to open on May 16th with the roster out on the probably 17th.
It's pretty late in spring.
That's in the middle of spring.
Mm-hmm. May 16th. It's later spring.
Pretty deep in the spring. But. Russia might play the U.S. in November.
Mother Russia?
Mother Russia. It should be a good game.
Probably.
Was that in the middle of
November? That would be really weird if it was in Russia.
I doubt to be in Russia.
Yeah.
Can you say Rocky IV all over again?
I will break you.
They're going to kill one of our players, and then we're going to send some undersized Italian guy to come back and win.
Salzizo!
We've already lost Rossi. We can't do that.
Gabe Ferrari. Rossi hurt again for a full year this time. Let's see.
We go to Russia, and then all we're given is like a wooden barn with some heavy equipment. And
train in here!
You sleep on floors, yes?
This is what you asked for.
And then Dolph Lundgren gets called in. They're Russians.
I must break you. I have no good transition for this one. U.S. Jamaica announced on 9/11 being played in Columbus.
I like it because we're going.
I'm not going to complain, but it's
we're not going to turn into Shannon. It's okay? It's the wrong decision.
We promised we would have this.
That's a good point.
Yeah. We promised we'd have this discussion. It's the wrong decision to make. It should be in New York or D.C.
But I will reap the benefits.
But I'm not going to complain. But it's the wrong move.
But we're going to go, we're going to drink, and we're going to win.
Yes.
Coffee. And
in that order.
Ben will drink coffee. I'm drinking a hard alcohol.
In that order. We're going to go, then we're going to drink.
In large quantities.
Then we're going to win. Then we're going to drive back home and drink while we
drive.
And
then Ben drives back, because Ben didn't drink anything.
Or we drive there. You guys drink on the way. I'll drive.
Road beers.
Drink when you're there.
Not in my car, motherfucker. Not in my car.
Road beers.
All right, so discussion of how dumb this is.
Is there some bad story that we're missing here?
That's illegal.
You mean what we're about to talk about is dumber than our talk about road beers to Columbus?
Yeah, playing the game in Columbus.
Spent too much time.
It should be in New York. It should be in D.C.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will make an exception if they had security issues. That makes sense to me. If increased presence makes it more difficult, I don't hate that argument.
I could see that.
I'd put it at that Red Bull Arena because I can definitely see a concern where if there was a game on 9/11
not even
and you
in...
couldn't fill the stadium, that would be kind of depressing.
They're not even in the state of New
wouldn't
York.
It?
Well, neither is Meadowlands, so.
Well, oh yeah. That's where it would have been. Yeah. They should just play it on top of a building.
On top of the new Freedom Tower.
Yes!
Which is
Freedom!
It's now
on top of the new mosque that apparently we built over
it's now the new, It's 10 locks from the grid. It's not even close. The Freedom Tower is on the tallest building in New York, by the way. They added a random beam. It's now a taller New York building.
Yep.
So they kind of cheated, but whatever.
Is it the Festivus beam?
Is it?
Yeah. Do you mean
the Willis Tower.
The Willis Tower, yes.
The Willis Tower. Stupid Chicago.
Nothing
people.
Phallic about this conversation.
Nope. Dicks.
Dicks
anyway, so Jamaica, again, in Columbus. As me, I love it. As a rational fan, it's stupid.
But being irrational is why I got into this.
Exactly. Fan short for fanatic, which makes crazy. Anywho, ticket sales, 43,000 for Brazil so far. It's a good number.
Very solid.
43,000?
43,000.
Where's that at?
Landover, Maryland, yep.
There's another
Maxfield.
Good one.
That holds like 90,000, doesn't it?
It holds a lot of people. Scotland, 25.
Woo!
Which is not bad.
No, not at all.
That's
in Jacksonville, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So,
And then
Antigua and Barbuda has 5,800.
Boo!
And it's the match that matters most.
Bullshit.
Florida is dumb. Stupid Florida. Anyway.
That just makes me think that there's going to be a lot of Scottish and Brazilian fans at those other matches.
Alright, so that happened. Anything else U.S. soccer-wise you should mention?
Florida still sucks. Moments
Florida
later.
Still sucks, yeah.
That's all I got. Whose fault is it?
Goliath.
It's Shannon's fault.
She called somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who got the games. Damn it.
Whose nephew was Sunil Goliath?
Gotcha. Other.
That must have been an old person.
Yes, it was.
An old person.
Another.
He actually was in the Civil War.
Egypt drew Iraq 0-0. So good for Babo.
Still good for Iraq.
Still undefeated.
They're playing soccer.
Yeah, playing soccer. Anything else you should mention before we move on to MLS?
It'd be kind of funny if Bob Bradley led Egypt to the World Cup in 2014.
And I would say, suck it to everyone who likes Klinsmann.
Maybe realize their players
pretty
really
aren't any good. I would have thought, that should have been us.
You'd have think that?
I would have think that.
Anywho, some suspensions to mention. Blas Perez got a 1-game suspension for throwing a ball at Jordan Harvey.
Classic
Panama.
Vintage Panama right there.
Earlier today, Rob and myself discussed how dirty Philadelphia has become as a team. That game resulted in over $10,000 or over $15,000 in fines.
And that's a lot of freaking money for MLS to charge.
Noah got suspended for extra game. Farfan got two extra games for his ridiculous challenge on James Riley.
But hey, if you were asking, Union supporters, they were pretty psyched that Novak missed a game.
That's fair.
Think you're on the up and up.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
But they did lose that game.
Yeah, that Firefan challenge.
Oh, wow. They lost the match. That's surprising.
It was not a challenge. It wasn't a, excuse me, sir. It was a demand. It was
a two-footed studs up. I'm going to kick Riley everywhere.
I wasn't even thinking about it. That was the San Jose match that he missed then, right?
No, he missed the, yes. Yes.
A certain frowed-out white guy scored twice.
Fucking love Steven Lennart. I love that guy. Fucking love him. That happened. Other suspensions. Rafa Fuckhead. I had nothing witty.
Rafa Fuckhead. Mark has him, sorry.
Yeah.
McFucknuts.
Rafa McFucknuts.
Yes.
Rafa McFucknuts. Yes. Actually, no, I don't want that related to my island.
So no, cool. Yeah, definitely not.
Rafa L. Fuckface? L. Fucknuts?
I thought of a better Irish one.
Instead of
El Nino, which is Spanish for the Nino.
Rafa Fitz Fucknuts would be a pretty good one.
Rafa Fitz Fucknuts. I like it.
If he had to be Irish.
Yeah. But he's not, so.
Thank God.
Yourself. Anyway, so. 3 suspension for assaulting Tisha Lemus. Not long enough if you ask me.
I would be ashamed if you were Irish in the same way that I'm ashamed that Mac Miller is Irish.
He's not Irish. He's Jewish.
He shares my last name.
That's true. He does.
What? Wait. My last name is equal parts Scottish as much as it is.
Doesn't it? Is it M-A-C?
I think his is M-A-C.
Yeah. But he's definitely of the Hebrew variety.
Yeah. of the Hebrew sort.
He's kosher.
He actually grew up right where I lived in Pittsburgh.
Hmm.
He's from Shady Side because he's a Jew in Pittsburgh, so they all have Shady Side.
Do you identify with him?
No, not even remotely.
Anyway,
soccer.
I don't think Macaulay's Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. GBAF is very open to people of Harvard.
I'm not Jewish.
I have a few Jew friends.
Yes. Anywho.
My left testicle is half Jewish.
One major trade to discuss.
What the fuck was that?
Mike Fassino traded to Portland.
Much to the dismay of my Seattle Sounders supporter.
Yeah, friend. Really. Yeah. Fusito's really traveling a lot.
So he got traded.
Oh, he's on the dark side. I'm wondering how...
or the bright side.
The supporters in Portland are going to take to him.
Probably as well as Levesque has been accepted in Seattle.
I take it that's not very good.
Levesque was a Timber, and they love him.
If you score goals, they will love you.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good way to people.
And Portland needs to start getting some points.
Do you remember that huge banner? Like, they had, like, 7 guys raised up?
Yeah.
And there was the big, like, crazy face? Yeah. That was Levesque. They love Levesque in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, they do.
He's the man.
Levesque.
Yes, Levesque.
They also love Hanneman.
With a great, also a Portland guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho. So, we mentioned briefly a drug or substance abuse absence.
Issue.
Josh Saunders out indefinitely.
Well, that's a big blow to your keeper that you pick. Or mine, one of the two.
The two of you. I picked Tally Hall.
I picked Saunders.
You both picked Saunders, but you had Hartman as your best 11 goalkeeper. Yay, nice. Consistency!
Nice.
Shit.
Though Hartman also injured. He's also injured right now. So you're just all fucked, right?
What do you have?
I love playoff hockey.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, so...
I watched the Flyers.
Yeah. Gaudette stepped up and...
Billy.
Played okay.
Baby.
Yeah. You mean 34-year-old Billy Gaudette?
Isn't Brian Perk next in line, then? Isn't he the...
Didn't they release him?
Did they? Meh, I don't know.
I don't know. Brian Perk is still a member of the Galaxy.
While Ron's looking at that, I can do the commentary for this hockey game.
Let's not do that.
Langenbrunner. Langenbrunner. Eliash. Eliash. To Langen. Eliash.
To Watson.
Langen.
Thompson.
Oh, and he finds
Thompson
for the goal.
All right, so how will this affect LA losing Jarre Sanders for an indefinite period of time?
The only good defender on that entire team.
From what I've seen from Perk's a good goalie.
But he's not
just
playing.
Just young.
Billy Gaudette's in the net. Of the Puerto Rico Islanders fame.
Yeah.
Back when they had their CCL run.
Well, if their defense wasn't butt, it wouldn't really matter.
They do have a butt defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible how much...
But.
They only made one change to that lineup, and that was losing Gonzalez, and they just went to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense is disorganized, there's no pressure in the midfield anymore.
Gonzalez is a rock.
I don't think we knew how good he was until he's gone. Because their defense got significantly worse.
So he single-handedly made them one of the best defenses last year.
Is it hard to argue with, given their form this year? I mean, Donovan's lost a bit of a step. He's not... he was last year.
Yeah.
Franklin just looks lost, but I think a lot of that has to do with him, like, the defense has to play that much harder.
Yeah.
And the midfield doesn't have, they can't trust their backline anymore.
No.
And that's why, you know, Janino and Beckham have had a harder time controlling the midfield. And it's definitely shown, because their possession is abysmal.
It has been. I would have never expected them to suck this much.
So, yeah. Do you guys still think they have a shot at a Moscow?
A shot? I mean, sure.
With that level of talent that you always say, I mean, look at New York last year. They were awful, but snuck in and made a decent run.
Didn't they lose to the Galaxy?
I don't remember.
I think they lost to the Galaxy in the first round.
I remember them making at least a second round.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yes.
And then they might have lost to the Galaxy. The freaking weird...
They beat Dallas, and then they lost to the Galaxy.
Okay. But still, everybody thought that they were going to wipe out everybody.
Well, they were kind of a trendy pick to beat Dallas, because Dallas was falling apart.
At the seams, yeah.
But they went into Pizza Hut Park and won 2-0, which no one expected, I don't think. Because
mm-hmm.
they didn't lose at home last year.
All right, so if you guys could pick... your dream MLS final this year, who would it be?
Kansas City, San Jose.
I would go with...
where's the final this year?
With Toronto FC against Philadelphia.
Is it New York?
Supporters Shield winner.
Okay, so we don't know yet. So probably Kansas City.
Most likely, yeah.
My dream final would be Toronto and Philadelphia, only because it would just be a brawl.
No, you want Montreal...
Oh, yeah. There you go.
A Montreal-Philly final would just be blood. It's who doesn't get
in Montreal. In Montreal. When it's
like
10 degrees for the final.
If Sporting Kansas City ends up winning the Shield, I would say I'd want Sporting Kansas City to play Seattle. Because they could fill up Arrowhead Stadium.
They totally could with those supporters, yeah.
Because SKC at home would get could easily get like 30,000, I think, for that.
For a final.
And I could... and I could predict Seattle sending like 10,000 people.
They travel very well, Sounders fans do.
There would be a lot of Sounders fans in Kansas.
I just hope, I love San Jose. They're just a lot of fun to watch. They have pretty good fans. But if they win the Shield, it's going to be the worst final of all time. Because they can hold 11,000 people in their stadium.
Well, I'm sure they end up changing
they might move
it to some
into
stadium
some
other
around
there.
Like wherever San Jose
like
State plays there. Yeah, it plays their football, I'm guessing.
Well, they've done a few with the Oakland A's baseball team.
They played China there. At Spartan Stadium. They played China before the...
that wouldn't be bad.
Income. That's when Betty scored his first goal.
Yep.
Nostalgia.
What happened to that
Betty
guy?
With his chips.
He came to MLS for some weird reason.
Anywho.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Brettos. I was going to be like, oh, he made a bad comment about Jeremy Lin.
He just made a comment that happened to be bad.
Yeah. He's like, my wife is Asian. I mean, he's definitely not one of those.
I've heard him say chicken the arm 15 times before this. So.
True.
Anywho, speaking of inappropriate comments by soccer people, Simon Borg is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Those of you who don't know, basically Simon Borg said women's soccer fans are undateable, ugly people. Your thoughts?
I don't know any women's soccer fans who are women, so I wouldn't know.
I personally wouldn't go out with a woman who was obsessed with footy, but that's just because then I wouldn't have anything to myself.
That's reasonable.
But I would certainly be a friend of the
friend zone.
Or perhaps worse, if she's a women's soccer fanatic and not a men's soccer fanatic, how does it even work?
That's fine.
I mean, Macaulay.
I mean, like, you know, what do you, like, follow, like, the Bundesliga, the women's Bundesliga diehard? How does that work?
There are some pretty hardcore German chicks that come to the Highbury for the...
There are some hardcore German chicks.
Really?
Holy shit.